We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
So by 2025, 75% of the workers in the United States, I am told, I guess this makes sense as everybody retires, 75% of the workers will be millennials. So you ready to deal with this new generation of employees and coworkers? Mark Fenner is the president of the Rise Performance Group, and he joins us to talk through this. So, Mark, I don't want to denigrate anybody because, you know, my substitute producer today is a millennial, and he's a great guy and everything, and I haven't run into any troubles with him. But I have to tell you, when I was the boss and had about 10 millennials reporting directly to me, sometimes I looked at him and said, did you really just come ask your boss for a week off with like 2 days notice? I mean, who would do that? I mean, but they don't seem to think that that's a problem. Was I wrong? Was I crazy to think that that was out of line? What do you think?
Well, they have a different perspective than some of us have. But yeah, I would say they should have more social awareness around what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. But, you know, a lot of that stuff isn't being taught in business schools. And as leaders, we got to educate them.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of them were very, very confident in their own ability, which is great. You know, if I need you to help me navigate an internet problem or program the VCR, I'm appreciative of your confidence. But for those of us who've been working for 25 years, I also appreciate your opinion, but understand I'm going to make the final judgment and I don't need a lot of mouth back about it. And there were just some issues related to how they interact with the boss. I tried to be a friendly guy, but I often felt like you are aware that I am your supervisor and I can fire you and I need you to just do the job and not hassle me about it.
Yeah, that's right. Well, this generation was raised in a different time. They really didn't experience any significant wars. They didn't experience any significant financial challenges. Like, you know, those of us who grew up with grandparents who've been through the Depression and were constantly being reinforced around disciplines, around saving, and also a lot of the moral fabric in our society is not as prevalent as it once was. And you couple all that with growing up around technology and they just have had less social interaction. And so I think as employers, we got to recognize that and we've got to take advantage of the skills that they do have. They do bring a lot of strengths and we've got to train and develop and compensate for these weaker areas.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've spent the first 2 minutes of this interview trashing them. So tell me why millennial workers what the positives are. Other than, maybe technology, much more immersed in working with that, perhaps, than older folks.
Well, I think technology is a big part of it, John. I mean, they've got, they understand how to use technology to get things done. They're more results focused than time in the job focused. And they can really help companies. If you can learn to tap their strengths, I really believe they can help you break through old ways of doing things and innovate and find faster, more effective ways to get work done. And let's face it, it's a competitive world out there. Your competitors now are just not those in your own neighborhood. They're all over the world. The internet has really taken away the power that a lot of business owners had through their location. You know, I'm the only one in this city that can do it, and so you kind of got to deal with me. Well, today with, you know, Amazon shipping stuff for free as a Prime member, and you can get access to goods and services all around the world. I mean, your competition has really expanded. So I think millennials can really challenge the status quo if you're progressive and if you'll listen and if you'll give them a chance to bring new ideas to the table.
Well, anything briefly that you can touch on as tips for the older generation of workers who inevitably are going to be working side by side or supervising these folks that you would just plant in our heads going forward?
Yeah, well, I think great question. And I think it comes back to, you know, a team is not a team unless they have a common goal. So go back to the basics of what are we really trying to accomplish here? Why is it important? Tap into, you know, their ideas and do it in a collaborative team-based environment. And I just would really challenge, you know, I think millennials need to be taught people skills, and I'm painting with a very broad brush here. And I think that the more seasoned generation, they need training themselves to stay relevant on the new technologies and the tools that are emerging.
Yeah. Well, there's no question about that. You know, 10 years that I was at Channel 8 here in Richmond, we didn't upgrade the computer system in the newsroom. And then I left to go work in the U.S. Senate. And I have to tell you, the first 6 months was awful, because I didn't realize how much I did not know about how technology had jumped ahead in that decade. While I was running my mouth on TV, other people were learning how to use computers in a way that I didn't have to. And it was challenging. So,
well, and think about just the impact that a new emerging technology like artificial intelligence can have on your ability to predict customers. You know, who are your customers that are going to stay? Who are the customers that are going to leave? AI can help you with employee turnover. AI can, I think it's going to have a huge impact on organizations moving forward. And, you know, millennials, you know, they're going to have a higher propensity to get it and understand how to apply it if they're put in the right environment.
Yeah, it's necessary to have these folks around and just, it's navigating it. Listen, Mark Fenner, business strategist, president of Rise Performance Group, thanks for calling in this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.